Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. It's Wednesday the 27th of July 2016. I'm currently sat outside the New Delight Inn at 10:25 a.m. The New Delight Inn is a pub just outside of Hebden Bridge where my clients were staying in the caravan last night. And I've just been listening to a couple of boos from Simon at SM2N and Bernie at Top Gold. And the boos were relating to Bernie's issues of having come home from a trip to England, back home to Ireland, to find the receivers at his door. The receivers demanding reparation for an outstanding debt that was not Bernie's. It was the landlord of the property that Bernie rents. And I will put a link to Bernie's boo in the description of this boo, because it's well worth a listen and you can feel the pain and frustration in Bernie's voice. And Bernie was asking if other people had a similar situation. Well, I have, Bernie. A couple of years ago, I gave up my home and I used a care of address for my mail, my doctors, my banking, that sort of thing. I all needed to have an address, obviously, that they could link me to. And a year ago, I had a frantic phone call from this address. This care of address was at an 82-year-old female relative of mine who quite kindly said she would take in my mail for me. And I had a frantic phone call from her about a year ago saying that the bailiffs were at her door demanding a certain amount of money or they were going to start removing furniture and items from her house. Although I didn't live there, and although the debt was not my relative's debt, and they were still going to take her furniture, because under law, if you use a care of address, that property and the belongings of that property are subject to any subject to whatever debt is outstanding on the person that's used that address. In my case, I didn't have a debt. It was a clerical error, going back from a debt of 3 years ago. A bill from 3 years ago. And the problem with the bill was that I had, at the time, questioned the amount of the bill that I was owed, had it sorted, paid the bill, had all the proof, not a problem. Didn't think anything more about it. 2 years later, bailiffs are knocking on an 82-year-old female relative's door demanding money. Not only the amount of the bill that I'd already paid 2 years previously, but also their costs on top, or they were going to take belongings, that possessions that belonged to that 82-year-old female relative. They were not my belongings. I didn't live there. It was just a care of address. So on the phone, I got to speak to the bailiffs who were at the door. They were very kind to my relative. They were very kind to me, but they had a job to do and they didn't know about any clerical error. They just had the law on their side to say that they were to receive these goods on behalf of their client or receive payment. I was 3 hours away from the address at the time working and there was nothing I could do. I couldn't show them proof. I couldn't get into any kind of dialogue with them. So I had to pay the money over the phone, on my credit card, and sort it out later, which I did. It took 5 months for me to get my money back. It took 5 months of going through to the original company, of going through the court laws, of going through letters, of going through proof of payment, before I got my money back. There was no apology to me or to my 82-year-old relative. There was no compensation. There was no interest on the money that had gone out of my account. The only interest I got paid was the interest on my credit card, because obviously this was a large amount of money and I just left it on my credit card knowing that under law I would get that money back. And I was determined not to pay my credit card bill and my credit card monthly instalments until so that the people who had made the error would have to pay it. That was my little way of getting back for all the inconvenience they'd caused me and the absolute distress they'd caused my relative. So these things can happen. It is law that they can take the property of anybody who lives at a care of address or a registered address for somebody who owes money, even if that money isn't owed and it's an error. You have to sort it out later. You have to pay your bill and sort it out later. It's a bit like the tax, really. So I've had experienced something similar, Bernie. I do wish you luck and good fortune in whatever happens next for you and your family. And I wonder if anybody else has heard anything more about this. Thanks for listening for my Boo 5 Min.